Let's talk about Manisa, who is helping here, and she is videotaping this. How did the two of you meet? And a little bit about Manisa's background and her father.
Well, Manisa was born in Tulsa. When she was born here, her father, Woody Crumbo, was artist in residence at Gilcrease. He was one of Tom Gilcrease's close associates, and they went out and they acquired a lot of the art that you see in there now. Woody knew where a lot of these wonderful pieces were and the people that had them, and is largely responsible for a lot of the original things. But Manisa and I met in 1975, and it was like we were supposed to get together somewhere. I went to a different part of Tulsa that I normally go to for lunch. For some reason, I drove miles away to go to lunch. It was in London Square. And I was walking down, just kind of wondering why I was here and looking in the windows and stuff. And there was a radio station blaring. They were playing it through the loudspeakers. And they said, "Today is the last day of the Manisa Crumbo Art Show at Coleman Galleries," which was like such and such South Louis. And I looked up and I said, "What? That's next door." I was a collector of American Indian art, and I knew Woody Crumbo, of course, was the master of all of them as far as I was concerned. Manisa Crumbo. Well, I went next door, and it was just magical, like one of those things we were supposed to have gotten together. I came in, and she wasn't there, and I liked what she was doing, and pretty soon she comes in from her lunch, and we met. I knew that that was the person that I had been looking for all my life. That was in 1975.
Did she know that you were the person that she'd been looking for all her life?
Well, I think so. She said she did. She had seen me in a vision. One time I had appeared in the vision. Then she left for Egypt and the tour in Italy, and I left for the Soviet Union with Roy Clark. And then we met up after that, and we continued our relationship. We got married in 1980, and we just celebrated 30 years.
Mm-hmm. You have children?
She has two by a previous marriage, and I have two.
Are your children involved with you in the business?
Well, Sherman is. Sherman, my son, is a great filmmaker. He does all of Tim McGraw's. He's done like 39 videos for Tim that he produces and directs. He's produced and directed Tim's three NBC specials. He just did a piece here, which is kind of interesting, with Tim when Tim was in Tulsa at the BLK Center. A lot of people don't even know it, but he videoed one song in that show that will be aired in the fall of 2010 in a Kenny Rogers special. Kenny Rogers did the special at Foxwoods in Connecticut. Sherman left here and went back there. So when they have the Kenny Rogers special, which will have Dolly, Wynonna, Lionel Richie, and Smokey Robinson, and a whole host of others, they'll say. And from Tulsa, Oklahoma's BLK Center, Tim McGraw paying tribute to Kenny Rogers. And he sings one of Kenny's songs.